We're going to head to Kent, Ohio, and be joined by Kent State head coach Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing great, Ken. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening with that 55-16 setback at Auburn after getting back to your office and looking at the film. Talk about the play by your Golden Flashes.
Yeah, well, you know, I was pleased with the way that we came out and competed early on. Obviously, it's a very talented ball club, and there's a reason that they're ranked as high as they are in a very good conference and going to win a lot of games going forward. But was really pleased with the attention to detail and the fight and the strain and the finish that we had in the early part of the game. Obviously, as that game went along, they flexed their muscle, and the depth of where they're at in their program and the depth of their talent, you know, got the better of us. But had the opportunity to get a lot of kids on the trip with us, get some in-game experience in a really good environment that we'll be better for going forward. You know, learn from the good things on the tape, lots of lessons that we can take from it as well, and preparing to come back home for homecoming against a really good Bowling Green team.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions. Coach Lewis and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You talked about the environment and, again, those opportunities in these non-conference games. For a young program like yours, what can you get and grow from in these opportunities in preparing for as you start venturing into league play?
I mean, everything. You know, it's a great opportunity to get a lot of guys in the game to experience, you know, what it's like to go against one of those elite schools in one of those elite environments, and for our guys to really learn and grow from those settings, because you really can't replicate that size, that strength, that speed, and the intensity of those environments. So being able to communicate, be on the same page, pulling together through adverse times and finding a way to get stops, get off the field, have success on special teams where, you know, your guys are competing and straining in a lot of space, and then finding ways to be successful offensively. You know, I think we showed a lot of character and a lot of fight and was really pleased with regards to who we put in the game. You know, they really went about their business the right way.
Specifically, Dustin Crum, talk about his performance in that 198 yards passing and a touchdown, including that the big 53-yard scoring strike to Isaiah McCoy. Talk about what a quarterback like Dustin can grow from in this type of environment.
I think he learns to really trust his protection, trust the guys up front. Not that he didn't before that, but he gains a lot of confidence from being able to go in there with the level of talent that they had in their front four and for our guys to be able to hold up. I mean, if you would have told me this time last week that, hey, you could sign off on only 5 sacks for minus 20 yards and we're going to take care of the football and not have any turnovers and be as efficient as he was with his decision-making and the way that he operated for us to get into tempo. I mean, to have that opening drive where you go on a 17-play drive and we catch them in some substitution infractions and they got to waste the timeout because we're clicking and converting and doing things the right way. I think that's something that not only Dustin but the whole offense can take away from that, what a great equalizer tempo can be.
Looking ahead, obviously, with a Bowling Green opponent coming in, talk about some of the challenges they will present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, just the newness of it all, and Coach Leffler and his staff's doing a great job. They're implementing their schemes, and you know, they've had some success early on, really big win against Morgan State, you know, to start things off, and then obviously playing really tough and competitive the last 2 weeks. So they really, really play hard. You know, one of those things that really jumps off on tape, that the effort and the intensity that they're playing with, you know, so we're going to have to match that early on. Know they're going to come in prepared, know that they're going to be ready, and we got to be prepared and match that intensity that they're going to come in here with.
What kind of environment are you looking forward to at Dick Stadium with homecoming?
You know, it should be a great environment. We've got a lot of alumni that have already reached back that are coming back home. You know, the environment and the energy and the game and the product that we put forth in our home opener against Kennesaw State, you know, just a fun brand of football to watch. And the university and the community knows, you know, that things are changing here, that you can feel it within the city. And there's a buzz and excitement about the game on Saturday afternoon, and looking forward to it being a great home field advantage.
In the contest against Auburn and, you know, through the first 3 weeks, just talk about the efficiency and the growth you're seeing from your running game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we have three really talented backs that each do things a little bit differently, and they've all really taken strides. I think the O line is really starting to come together and having a better understanding of, you know, our inside zone principles versus our outside zone principles, what we want to do on our power schemes, our counter schemes, and just working together in unison to where the backs are where they need to be. The O line is playing as a unit and seeing things through one set of eyes. And when we do those two things where they're tied together and they're seeing it as one, it's like salt and pepper complementing each other. Very, very nice.
And on the defensive side, obviously, with five tackles for loss, two couple sacks, a forced fumble, just some of the, you know, some of the special key plays you're starting to see and seeing from your defense.
Yeah, I mean, it had put a major premium on getting to the passer and being disruptive. You know, we've really preached attack, 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 and they've been doing that really, really well. You know, and again, when guys are doing it right and they're doing their role and not trying to do too much, and when the system works, when the kids work together and do what they're coached to do. And again, the kids are seeing that, they're buying into that, they're executing at a high level, regardless of opponents, and excited for the future and where we're going and the continued growth and development to get back out on the field with them Tuesday here and take that next step for a really good opponent on Saturday.
Not to forget about a phase of the game with special teams, but certainly, you know, obviously with Matthews' game winner the previous week and having an effective punter with Dustin Adams, talk about what he means and brings to field position for you. Certainly with another seven punts on Saturday and you know, averaging over 43 yards per punt. Just talk about the effectiveness of your special teams.
Yeah, Derek and the punt unit have done a fabulous job. You know, we knew that we had quite the task going into that game. They were averaging, I think it was close to 20 yards per punt return and close to 30 yards per kickoff return. And for both of our cover units to go into that game and we netted, you know, 0 total yards, return yards, is a testament again to the way the kids are executing the plan. You know, ball placement's been huge for Derek, not only distance but location on the punt cover unit. Kickoff, Trickett also handles that for us, aside from the point after and field goal attempts and everything, and did a great job with all the different variety of kicks that we utilized. Obviously, got to clean up Derek's throwing accuracy on the 2-point conversion. Left that one a little bit short, but we'll get that cleaned up here going forward.
Well, Sean, I appreciate your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday with the homecoming game, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Great. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Sean, again for Sean Lewis and his Kent State Golden Flashes coming off the 55-16 loss at Auburn. In that contest, again, quarterback Dustin Crum, 15 to 24 passing for 198 yards and a touchdown. In that contest for Kent State, they will be hosting Bowling Green this coming Saturday, September 21st at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and that game available on ESPN3.